The Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. What is the Shekinah? As Giovanni looked around him, he paused to fix his eyes westward. He had never failed to be struck dumb by the beauty of the setting sun in this New Mexico territory. It looked to him as if God himself were peeking through the clouds. He commented on this to Padre Jose. "Ah, yes, the Shekinah," exclaimed the priest to him. "Excuse me, the what?" asked Giovanni curiously, surprised to hear such a strange word issue forth from the other men. "Shekinah," began Padre Jose, "is the feminine aspect of God. It refers to God at his most tender moments when he cradles humanity like a mother holding her child. The divine presence as seen through the clouds is an ancient belief. It comes from an old Hebraic verb, shachan, meaning to dwell within. That is the image of God in a cloud hovering over the Ark of the Covenant," said the hermit, beginning to realize that he had heard of it. "Or the divine presence as when God came out of the smoke in the sacrificial altar at the moment that Cain slew Abel and asked him for his brother." "Shekinah," repeated the hermit. "God as revealed through nature," added Padre Jose. "I do like to watch the setting sun," Giovanni commented idly. "Yes," began Padre Jose. "Unfortunately, it is also setting over the war-ravaged nation of Mexico. A great portion of its territorial holdings were taken over by the United States after the Mexican-American War 33 years ago. The International Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo was agreed upon by both nations, but I fear that the United States will not live up to its part of the agreement." "Which part is that?" questioned Giovanni. "Article 9 says that all of the land grants of the territory taken from Mexico and Spain before that are to belong to the Mexican people and to their descendants in perpetuity." "In perpetuity," he thundered. "That means forever and ever. But I fear that in the future, these citizens will be disenfranchised by the more powerful nation as it seeks to protect its own interests. I fear that unscrupulous lawyers will bend the words of the treaty and reinterpret them to their own convenience. And what is even more sad for me is the idea that the Mexican-American citizens will not be able to fight them because they are largely unaware of their own history." "But is history always accurate?" asked the hermit of Padre Jose as he paused. "Sometimes it is," came the reply. "But there was a young Frenchman in the seminary with me. His name was Père Lagrange, who used to say that history is an approximation of the past, even as prophecy is an approximation of the future. What he meant, I believe, was that history can talk about the bigger picture, but that the details are recorded in the hearts of a chosen few." The holy hermit lapsed into reverie for a moment, since he knew what his own impending future would be. But as to just how it would be revealed, he had no clue. He focused his attention back on Padre Jose, who was still going on and on about the treaty that he felt had been so maligned. "Mexican troops were garrisoned right here in La Mesilla," he was saying. "According to the terms of the treaty, the boundary between Mexico and the United States was to reach from the Gulf of Mexico following the Rio Grande to a point 8 miles north of El Paso. From there, it was to continue west to the first branch of the Gila River. The map pointing out the boundaries between the two nations was made by J. D'Esternel of New York. Unfortunately, when his map was surveyed, it was found to be in great error. El Paso was actually 40 miles north of its position on the map, and the Rio Grande was really 130 miles over to the west. So in order to avoid another war, the United States renegotiated what became known as the Gadsden Purchase, and we here in La Mesilla passed from Mexican hands into the clutches of the United States. We are right in the middle of a crux where the Chihuahua Trail connects up to Santa Fe and where the Butterfield Stage connects San Antonio, Texas, to San Diego in the California Territory. But," he paused, "I tend to talk too much. Can I ask you to join me in a little light supper?" "Yes," replied Giovanni. But first, let me go into San Albino and say my evening prayers. You've been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.